Shout hallelujah. Shout it loud, hallelujah. Beloved, happy new month once again. We appreciate the Lord for grace to see the month of December. We want to just say to everyone on this platform, everyone listening to me on this broadcast, I say happy new month. The Almighty God will make this month a month of multiple testimony, a month of bumper harvest, a month that great things will happen in your life, a month of promotion, a month of new dimension of grace, a month of divine visitation in the name of Jesus Christ. God will visit you in a new way this month. God will do the unusual in your life this month. You shall experience divine surprises in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Begin to bless the name of the Lord wherever you are. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Despite the whole situation we face this year, our God has been so merciful. Our God has been so unique. Our God has been so merciful unto us. He has been guiding, protecting, and securing our destiny. Begin to appreciate the Lord. Worship Him, magnify Him. Say, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I give you glory. Lord, I give you adoration. Lord, I appreciate you. Begin to thank the name of the Lord. We have passed through the valley. We have climbed the mountain. Season have come and gone. We have experienced hard times. Oh, we survived this. So far, it has been the grace of God. It can only be God that can help us. The month of December is your month of favor. Can you begin to appreciate the Lord? Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Begin to worship Him. Father, we thank you. Father, we worship you. Father, we appreciate you. Father, we give you glory in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you so much for your mercy. Thank you for your grace in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody here. This month shall not be your month of sorrow. This month shall not be your month of weeping. This month shall not be your month of tragedy. It shall be a month of divine lifting. It shall be a month of congratulation. It shall be a month of celebration. It shall be a month of decoration in the name of Jesus Christ. God will remember you for good this month. The book of remembrance shall be open unto you. The mercy of God shall not depart from you. This month, all that you have lost to the enemy shall be recovered in the name of Jesus Christ. Do you know something? In the next 30 days now, 2020 will become history. In the next 30 days, the year 2020 will become history. I will see once upon a time. Oh, I pray that God Almighty will take us through this month safely in the name of Jesus Christ. Yet 2020 will not swallow us. December year 2020 will not swallow our destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. God will guide our steps. God will be with us. He will shield His protection upon our lives. He will send His angel to be with us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Lord, we appreciate you. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we adore you. Lord, we give you glory. We are happy. We are happy, Lord, for seeing this wonderful month. We thank you for the second day of the month of December, year 2020. Second day of the month of December, year 2020. And for the next few minutes, I want you to listen to me as we read Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Matthew chapter 13, verse 24. Another parable he put forth to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appear. Then the tares also appear. Then the tares also appear. So the servant of the owner came and said to him, 'Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does this tare appear?'" And look at what Jesus said. He said to them, An enemy has done this. When the good seed was sown, when the good thing was planted, the Bible said they noticed that the tare also was planted, and the tare was growing fast as the seed. In fact, it was growing faster than the seed. And then the workers in the farm, they noticed this, and they went straight to the man who owns the farm, and they said, "Didn't you plant a good seed here? What is happening? We are seeing the tares growing." And the man answered them. He said, "This is the work of the enemy. An enemy has done this. The wicked has done this. An enemy has performed this." Beloved, do you know there are a lot of things like that the wicked people has performed in their life? There are a lot of things that the enemy have done in our life, even when we are very weak, even when we cannot say anything, even when we are growing, even when we are ignorant. The Bible says, when men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares and went his way. That particular place slept is not meaning alone that somebody will be sleeping. It means a lot of things. It means about a period of life that you are, we are not capable of saying no. A period of life that you cannot restrain. A period of life that you cannot resist. A period of life that you have no power to stop what he wanted to do for you. That is what we call a period where men sleep, or a period of time where you sleep yourself, you sleep physically. That time, the Bible says, while men sleep, his enemy came, sowed tears, and went his way. I pray that every evil that has been sowed or planted into our lives shall be uprooted in the name of Jesus Christ, shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ, shall be removed in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking about dealing with negative or dealing with evil transaction. Dealing with evil transaction. Evil transaction is a very dangerous thing. There are a lot of us that evil has been transacted in our foundation, but we didn't know. And we grow with this evil, and it has become a problem in our lives. There are seven major periods that the enemy transacts evil into our lives like that. And immediately this thing is done at any of these seven major it becomes a serious thing as the first thing grows. Number one, at the period of conception, evil plants can be sown into our life. Evil seed can be sown into our life at the period of conception. Number two, at the period when you are in the womb. Number three, at the period of birth. At the period of birth, a lady, we were told about a lady, a woman who went to the labor room. And when this woman got to the labor room, and the nurses and the doctor were there, and as she was trying to deliver, as she was trying to, make effort to deliver, suddenly a bird flew into that labor room. And when the bird flew to the labor room, the doctors and the nurses, they saw this bird, but the bird also was looking at them. This is a bird that came into the labor room. The bird was also looking at everybody. And after some few minutes, the bird left the place and flew back. And immediately it flew away. The woman who has been in labor room gave birth immediately. She delivered the baby, and everybody congratulated the baby. Oh, congratulated the woman, said, because she has given birth to a baby girl. And that was just the last time the woman could see that kind of bird. Until the day this lady, the girl that was born that day, she has now become a lady. She has now gone to school, and she has now planned to get married. On the day of her wedding, as they were there in the reception, this bird again flew back straight into the reception and stood on the table where the girl was. And he looked at the girl, looked at everybody in the place, and flew back. Immediately that one happened, the girl could not understand what was going on. The groom could not understand what was going on. But the mother looked at the bird very well. I remember that this kind of bird, it's like I saw this kind of bird when I was in the labor room of this lady. I saw this bird. She noticed that. So she kept it to herself until when this lady now got pregnant, and she also went to hospital to deliver. This is the lady that was a girl that time when the birth came. Now she's back in the hospital now to deliver. And at the point of delivery, this bird also came. The bird flew straight into the hospital. And when the bird flew to the hospital there, the nurses and the doctor, they all saw the bird and that he has, flew to the hospital. But one way or the other, the girl gave birth. The lady gave birth. And when the lady gave birth, the bird was still there monitoring the whole thing. So immediately, the nurses and everybody, they ran into that very labor room, try and lock the door, lock the window, and they killed the bird. Immediately killed the bird right away there. The lady who had delivered also died instantly. That is an example of evil transaction. That transaction was done right the day that lady was born. When the lady was born that time, the bird came in to pay a visit, but nobody knew what happened. Many transactions like that has been done to the life of many people. There are some places in Nigeria, when a child is born, a python will crawl from the bush, will cross straight where the child is, and the parent will not, because that place they worship the python, the parent will not say, they will say, yes, our ancestors have come to visit the child. That is a transaction. All these things are transactions that has become a problem in the life of many, many people. There are some people who during the time they were in the womb, their mother has taken them to the river to bath. That is a transaction. And that is what we refer to as negative or evil transaction. It can be done when somebody in the womb. Number four, it can be done during the child development. Let me start again. Number one, at the period of conception. Number two, at the period where you are in the womb. Number three, at the period of birth. Number four, during childhood development. Number five, during the period of poverty. When a woman, when a lady has gone to a state of poverty, a state where the lady is now starting her menstrual period. Number six, during wedding. A night before wedding is a very crucial time in the realm of the spirit. The wicked plan of the enemy is always to be released at that moment, except that the couple are so sensitive and they are so spiritual. Number seven is in the dream world. There are many people that have gotten all evil transaction through the dream. There are many things have happened to many people in the dream, and they couldn't explain to anybody, and they never knew or they never could understand that this particular thing is what we call a transaction in the night. If you are being fed in the dream, it is a transaction in the night. Somebody has a sex with you in the dream, it is a transaction in the night. Somebody carry you and you fly with the person, it's a transaction in the night. All these are transactions in the night. You find yourself without slippers, it's a transaction in the night. You find yourself in the wedding hall, it's a transaction in the night. You find yourself, they gave you something to drink, or you are serving some other people, it's a transaction in the night. All these are deep, and they are transactions that takes place where men slept. The Bible says where men slept, the enemy came and sow a seed and went on his way. I pray any evil transaction that has been done into your life to cage you, that transaction shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. If a negative transaction like that has been done and nothing is done against it, it's going to be a serious problem in the future. And when that thing is done, it's done because of major purpose. They have a purpose for that. They have about 10 reasons why they used to do that transaction at a period when men cannot say no. Number one is to cage the person. Number two is to auction that person for sale in the dark market. Number three is to control the person contrary to his will. Number four is to manipulate the person. Number five is to initiate a person. Number six is to dominate a person. Number seven is to monitor the quality of blessing that is coming to that person. Number eight is to fragment or share the life of that person with the people he has met in the dream. Number nine is to establish an unknown covenant with that person. Number 10 is to dedicate that person to evil spirit. These are major reasons why that transaction have been done. Many do not know that when you have a sex in the dream, it's a covenant and it needs to be broken aggressively. If it's not broken aggressively, it can become a serious problem. It is time for us to rise up and fight against this kind of a thing. Any negative transaction in your life, shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. You are the one that knows what I'm talking about. You know the transaction that has happened. It may be when you are growing up and they have taken you to one place. They say you should bath in the river, and you have taken the bath in the river, and immediately you have taken that bath in the river, they told you have to throw the cloth inside the river, and there are some things you have to throw inside the river. You have thrown those things inside the river. Some of them you throw coke, some of them you throw Fanta, some of them you throw sugar cane, some of them you throw some money, some of them you throw the white cloth, some of them the cloth that you brought to that very river, you remove the cloth and throw it there. Some of them you throw the sponge. All these are negative transactions with the water spirit. It's going to have a consequence, going to have an effect in the life of that fellow if it's not broken. And that is why today I pray that every negative transaction that has happened in your life, even where you don't know, you could not even say categorically what we are doing, or you did not even have, you didn't account it somehow, or you did not even know the weight of what we are doing. But I tell you right now that any negative transaction that has happened in your life, oh Lord, that is working against your destiny, it shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you carried sacrifice before to teach Jackson? That is what we call evil transaction. If you have done that, it's a transaction of darkness that needs to be canceled and be destroyed. Do you have a scission on your body? It's a transaction. That transaction must be broken by fire. It is time for you to rise up and say, no, this transaction must be broken. And as broken, you will be free. You will notice a complete relief and deliverance upon your life. Oh, and you will notice that God has done something great in your life. What can you do now? The first thing, give your life to Jesus Christ. Immediately you have done that, then you are qualified to begin to break the yoke of evil transaction in your life. Begin to say this after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I come to you. I surrender my life to you. Deliver me and save my soul. I want to be free from negative evil transactions. Set me free. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is time now for us to pray. Get a bottle of oil right now. I want to pray on that bottle of oil, a bottle of water. Anyone you are, Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that this oil and this water shall receive the anointing to break the yoke of darkness. It shall receive the anointing to break the yoke of evil dedication. It will receive the anointing to break the yoke of evil transaction. In the name of Jesus Christ, this oil and this water, hear the word of the Lord, be mixed with the blood of Jesus. Be mixed with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Become the water of fire. Become the water of power. Become the oil of oil of power, become the oil of healing, become the oil of deliverance. In the name of Jesus, I challenge this oil with the fire of Holy Ghost. This oil shall carry power that can destroy all power of darkness. In the name of Jesus Christ, now take the oil now and anoint your center head. Anoint your center head, and you pray very, very aggressively. Say, I withdraw my head from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my head from evil utter. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest now. Anoint your chest and place your hand there. Say, I withdraw my blood from evil utter. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my blood from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my blood from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my blood from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my blood from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my blood from evil altar. In Jesus' name we pray. You can now take it and anoint your womb or your navel. Anoint your navel now. And you pray very, very aggressively now. Are you ready? I want you to pray very well. Say, I withdraw my placenta from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my placenta from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my placenta from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my placenta from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my placenta from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my placenta from evil altar. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and drink the oil a little bit. Drink the oil a little bit. Shout it loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my internal organs from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my internal organs from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my internal organs from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my internal organs from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my internal organs from evil altar. In Jesus' name, we pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my destiny from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my destiny from evil altar. In Jesus' name, pray. Anoint your two hands and shout it loud and clear. Say, I withdraw my instrument of prosperity from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my instrument of prosperity from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my instrument of prosperity from evil altar. In the name of Jesus, I withdraw my instrument of prosperity from evil altar. In Jesus' name, pray. Say, every evil transaction in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil transaction in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil transaction in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil transaction in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil transaction in my foundation, there, in the name of Jesus, every evil transaction in my foundation, there, in Jesus' name we pray. I command every evil transaction in your foundation to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil thing that was done into your life when you were growing up, evil thing that was done into your life when you were in the womb. Oh, has somebody taken you to the herbalist before? That is what we call transaction. Evil thing that was given to you to swallow, evil thing that was given to you to bat with, evil soap that you have bat with, evil clothes that you have worn, Oh, I command that very transaction to be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Have you slept in the grave before? It is evil transaction. I command such transaction be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken. Use your power over this life. Every evil transaction on that sister, every evil transaction on that brother, use your power, 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 use your power. In the name of Jesus Christ, beloved, have you gone to somebody before, whether a prophet, I don't know, or in the herbalist, I don't know, they have told you that what we need from you is that you bring part of your hair, and you have brought part of your hair. Sometimes it can be the hair on your head, sometimes it can be the armpit, it can be the hair on the armpit, sometimes it can be the hair from the pubis, and you have taken the hair to them. It is what we call evil transaction. They have taken the glory, they have taken your virtues, and you need to recover them very, very, very well. Recover them back, command them like this. Say, I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in the name of Jesus. I recover my virtue from evil altar in Jesus' mighty name. We pray. I pray that all negative transactions in your life shall be broken and be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will set you free. The Lord will fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Are you here? You are looking for the fruit of the womb. Oh, I command any negative transaction that has affected your conception to be broken, 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 be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Ma ponta leko pason telikayaba rimo pakantadia liwopa limpakantelikayaba honta parabaraba lonkom broko soto likayaba. Every evil transaction that has affected your finances, every evil transaction that has affected your business, be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil transaction that has not made you to get married, every evil transaction that has affected your marital settlement, I command that transaction be broken, 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 be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil transaction that has made you to go to school, you read but you could not get a good job, I command the transaction to be broken, be broken, be broken, be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every evil transaction that is affecting your marriage now, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall set you free. The glory of God shall be upon your life. The angel of heaven shall fight for you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will recover all that you have lost to the enemy. And the negative transaction that is speaking against you shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, if you are here now and you know that you have taken your bath with the blood, whether the blood of animal or the blood of human being, you need to pray aggressively that any blood that is crying against my destiny should be silenced by the blood of Jesus Christ, so that you can have a meaningful life and a life that God will be happy with. I pray that God will deliver you and the Lord will liberate you in the name of Jesus Christ. I will continue this message tomorrow on dealing with evil transactions, so that I can tell you more before I will pray the conclusive prayers on that very topic. I pray that God will open your eyes and God will make you to know what you need to know in the name of Jesus Christ. Every secret that has happened, even when you're in the womb, every secret that has happened, even at the point of your conception, that secret shall be made exposed to you. It shall be revealed 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 to you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord will set you free. The Lord will make this month your month of greater harvest and greater testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Begin to enjoy the blessing and the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. In case you want to get across to me, my number remains 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. That is your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.